The Sweeney year-end marathon is on. No matter where you leased your GM vehicle, we accept all Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC returns.
Now it's even better. If we buy your car, we'll cut you a check for
$2,000. $2,000 whether you purchased it from Sweeney or not.
Plus, we'll waive your disposition fees.
Text or call 330-SWEENEY or click SweeneyCars.com.
Sweeney Chevrolet Buick GMC on Market Street in Boardman.
Hey guys, this is Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. We are going to do our Rose Bowl breakdown and kind of close out the season for Ohio State. So as you probably all know, Ohio State defeated Utah 48-45 in an absolutely great Rose Bowl game. Now, just some of the major moments of this game. The Buckeyes never led until late in the fourth quarter. They were down by 14 four different times in this game. There was five touchdowns combined in a 2 minute and 43 second period of gameplay in the second quarter. Utah had an 85.7% win percentage probability on ESPN's index with about 13 minutes left in the third quarter. DeMario McCall, who is a super senior, which means he redshirted for a fifth year and then got the extra year from the COVID year, led an, from all accounts, a great halftime speech that kind of rallied the troops, got the Buckeyes going. And then that led to them, the Ohio State Buckeyes, outscoring the Utah Utes 27-10 in the second half. Ohio State had a 683 to 463 yard advantage. And then sort of the defensive MVP of the game was Tommy Eichenberg, who really stepped up in the second half. Especially the Ohio State defense really stunk in the first half and then really stepped it up in the second half. But let's talk about the couple performances that will be remembered in this game. First of all, Jackson Smith and Jigba, number 11 for Ohio State. He set so many records in this game. First of all, the single game receptions in Ohio State and Rose Bowl history with 15 receptions. A single game yardage in Ohio State, shattering the previous record. And also, not just in Ohio State game yardage history, in any bowl game ever. So think about how many bowl games are played every year and all the years they've been played. He now has the number one yards in any bowl game ever with 346. He set the Ohio State single season receptions in Ohio State history with 95, and also the single season yardage in Ohio State history with 1,606 yards. And don't forget, he is only a sophomore. He will be back next year, which is amazing. Let's go to the guy that was throwing him the ball, C.J. Stroud, number 7. First of all, he had the most touchdown passes in a Rose Bowl with 6, most passing yards in a Rose Bowl with 572. The Buckeyes had a total yardage of 682 total yards. And his Rose Bowl stats, 37 of 46, 573 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception in the game. Now let's go to Jackson Smith and Jigba's season stats. This guy's an absolute stud and going to be the leader of the receiving corps going forward. So 95 catches, 1,606 yards, 9 touchdowns on the seasons for nearly 17 yards per reception. CJ Stroud on the season, 317 for 441, which is 72%, 44 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 4,435 yards, going to break a lot of Ohio State records. Trevion Henderson was sort of held in check, had a nice game, but nothing spectacular. But his regular season stats, 183 carries for 1,248 yards, 19 total touchdowns, which broke Maurice Claret's freshman record of 18 set in 2002, 6.8 yards a carry, 27 receptions as well, for 312 yards for the true freshman back. Now, let's go to some of the record-breaking performances on this season for Ohio State. 45.7 points per game, which is first in the country. 562 yards per game, which is first in the country. 381 passing yards per game, which was third in the country. 181 rushing yards per game, which is pretty solid when you're throwing the ball as much as they are, which was 48th in the country. But you got to remember that's out of 130 qualifying teams. So still in the top third. 7.96 yards per play, which was first. 70 offensive touchdowns, which was second. That led the Power Five. Western Kentucky had the most in the country. 52.3% third down percentage, which was good for third in the country as well. Guys who stepped up in this game. First of all, Jackson Smith and Jigbo, we already talked about him, and Marvin Harrison set the Rose Bowl record, tied the Rose Bowl record with three receiving touchdowns in a game. But this is a true freshman. His dad was an absolute legend, catching passes from Peyton Manning. But Marvin Harrison Jr., six catches for 71 yards, three touchdowns. Emeka Egbuka, another true freshman, three catches for 46 yards, one spectacular catch early in the game, and was a great returner in the game. The offensive line really, really stepped up for the Buckeyes. They allowed zero sacks in 46 pass attempts and, you know, allowed the running game to get going a little bit for 5.5 yards per rush. Thayer Mumford, Matt Jones, Luke Whippler, Paris Johnson Jr., and DeJuan Jones were the starting unit in that. I mentioned Tommy Eichenberg, 17 tackles, was the Rose Bowl defensive MVP. And then got to give a shout out to Noah Ruggles, the special teams MVP for the season. Game-winning field goal with there's 12 seconds left on the clock, which that is my only big question left from the game. I don't know why Ohio State didn't let the clock run down to about 3 seconds, kick it then, and just take the win instead of kicking it off and taking your chances. But either way, they won. But they got the game-winning field goal. He was 20 of 21, Noah Ruggles, the transfer from North Carolina on the season, and 74 of 74 extra points on the season. So I want to just put this into perspective, what Ohio State has done over the last 10 years. They have not lost more than two games in a season since 2011. So since the 2012 season, they are 93-3. Previous to these 10 seasons, the longest such streak at Ohio State was 5 years, from 1972 to 1976. So 2012, 12-0, that was Urban Meyer's first year. They were ineligible for a bowl game, or else they probably would have played Alabama or Notre Dame in the national championship game that year. 2013, 12-2, lost the Orange Bowl to Clemson in a fantastic game, but that's, you know, sprung them into the 2014 season, which they did win the first ever college football national championship, going 14-1. They did lose early to Virginia Tech, but they were able to knock off Bama and then knock off Oregon in the national championship game. 2015, you go 12-1, probably an even better team than the 14 team, but they go 12-1, beat Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. 2016, 11-2. They lost in the college football semifinals to Clemson that year, kind of lost bad. 2017, 12-2. You beat USC in the Cotton Bowl, beat them up, frankly. 2018 was Urban Meyer's last season, 13-1. You beat Washington in the Rose Bowl. 2019, 13-1. You lost to Clemson in the college football semis, which you were the better team. You had an opportunity to beat them on the last drive of the game and didn't go your way, but a great season there. And then last year, the COVID year, they were only able to play 8 total games, but, you know, won out the Big Ten schedule. They won the Big Ten title, beat Clemson in the semifinals to get that monkey off their back, and then fell to Bama in the championship game, which that was maybe the most loaded team that I can remember, at least offensively, in recent history. And then this year, obviously a couple of disappointments on the schedule. You lost to, you know, Oregon early on, CJ Stroud's second game, and then, you know, the Michigan game, kind of a blip. Hopefully, you know, after especially some of their talk, we're able to get back and just whoop on them next year. But you come back and you beat Utah in an epic Rose Bowl game. And again, like I said, 93-13 over 10 years, which is just unbelievable. Looking real quick at some of the New Year's Six Bowls, Baylor defeated Ole Miss 21-7. And if anyone ever asks you why players opt out, look at Matt Corral. He really had a devastating knee injury. I don't know the status of it, but if he opted out, he's probably a first round pick. That might cost him some draft status and might cost him end up a lot of money. So I'm not sure of his status, but we wish him well. Baylor wins that game though, 21-7. Pitt, the ACC champ, loses to Michigan State. Michigan State had a really, really nice year. Both teams had their best player opt out of that game. Kenny Pickett for Pitt and Walker, the running back for Michigan State. But Michigan State gets a late pick six to win that game. And then Oregon State, Notre Dame was up in this game 20-7. Oregon State comes back all the way to win 37-35. Looking at the conferences, Mountain West had a great, great bowl season, 5-1. AAC 3-1, Sunbelt 3-1, Big 12 4-2, Big 10 6-4, and that includes Rutgers, who probably shouldn't have been in a bowl game. Independence 2-2, SEC 5-6, and they're going to end up finishing 6-7 because one team's going to get a win and one team's going to get a loss in the national championship game. Conference USA 3-5, MAC 3-5, ACC 2-4, and Pac 12. 0-5. So that kind of wraps it up for bowl season. We will have the national championship game in about a week on January 10th in Indianapolis with Alabama and Georgia, a rematch of the SEC championship game. And I think it will be a good game. I'm actually going to pick Georgia to win that game just to be different. I think Georgia's defense is going to come out a little bit with their hair on fire, especially with how Alabama lit them up in the first game. John Mechie has since been injured for Alabama, so that will be a big loss for them. So I like Georgia to win that game in a lower scoring, more like a 24-20 type game. So I'm going to pick Georgia to win again, just to be different, and partly because I'm sick of Bama. But again, with that said, I think Ohio State getting the job done in the Rose Bowl really springboards them for the 2022 season, which they will open up against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in Columbus. So with that said, everyone have a great day. This was our Rose Bowl and Ohio State kind of, put a bow on the season, but we'll have plenty more in the off season and talk to you guys soon.